I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at what is happening in Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Penny Wolfgang.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to On Target. I'm your host, Penny Wolfgang. Thank you so much for joining me. I enjoy talking with you every week about subjects that we think are interesting and fun and educational and topical for all of us who live here in the Western New York community. And we're concentrating on fun and educational this week because I recently, a friend of mine actually was telling me, who I'm going to introduce to you in a moment, about this group and this activity that takes place here in Western New York. And actually, we were talking about it during the summer, but I'm happy to say it's really pretty much all year round. And I had seen these double-decker buses out and about, and I didn't know that my friend, who's in the studio with us, was involved, and I didn't know that it was such a widespread kind of new activity that has taken blossomed here in Western New York and has become so popular, and people are just talking about it all the time, and they go, wow, look at that. Did you see that double-decker bus going down? I feel like I'm in New York, because those are the big things in New York, you know, like they go down to the Village in Manhattan, and they go all around, and you hear them and you see them. And now I thought, wow, we've reached the big time. We have them here in Buffalo and in Western New York. I'm so excited. So a friend of mine, who I'll tell you, I'll not keep you in suspense anymore, Patricia Maxwell, who is actually a colleague and friend of mine, told me she was involved with them, and she is actually not only involved, but one of the primary characters, I guess I'll say, right? And involved with the at times and the acting part. And also a friend that we have talked to on Target before quite a while ago, Joel Dombrowski, who is the chief of, quote unquote, chief of fun. I said, what should I call you? He says, call me chief of fun. So they're both in the studio with us today, and they're going to give us a little more details about this really, I think, different and actually it's going to turn out to be educational, right? It's in a way, because you're talking about Buffalo in history.
Yes, that's correct. Several of the murder mystery events that we have use actual individuals, people who lived in Buffalo, historical characters. Now, the fact that they're involved in a fictitious murder mystery plot, that's made up. However, frequently we actually have people from Buffalo's history. It's a great way to immerse yourself in the history of Buffalo and have a really good time.
Okay, now let me go back a little. How did this start? Were you, you know, innovative? Did it start like maybe one bus or one mystery taking place somewhere and then it expanded? Is that how it grew?
Well, I'll start out and then I'll have Trish join in. Well, no one would hire me. So you have to create your own venue, your own stage, you know. And actually I have a background in broadcast journalism and so forth. For many years, I worked in local television news and whatnot. I've always been a storyteller. And there's a bit of Irish in me. And so I've always wanted to kind of be a bit of a peacock and act and do things like this. And so what started out maybe like 5-7 years ago, where I would be doing historical walking tours, half stand-up comedy, half historical tours, it started out small. Canal Side was the genesis. It was an incubator. There was critical mass, and I was able to do walking tours and tell the story of Buffalo in a history in a, I would say, a historical and hysterical, I like to say, way. And it evolved. And then I was able to, I wanted to do murder mysteries, just because I'm a big Sherlock Holmes fan. And then I was able to reach out to people like Trish, who actually have the theatrical gravitas. They know about these things. And so I said, hey, I got some harebrained schemes about doing these things. And then Trish brought the talent. And so we've been doing different types of things. And so, Trish, maybe you could talk to...
Definitely, because I don't know if our listeners understand what we're saying when we're saying, like, the murder mystery. I left that part out. I was talking about the double-decker buses and going around town, but now we need to go in to explain what we're talking about.
Well, our venue didn't start out is the double-decker bus.
Right.
If we go back a couple years, we did some murder mysteries in the grain mills. I learned a tremendous amount from Joel about Buffalo history and the grain industry in Western New York and how big it was, even just how a grain mill operates. Thank you, Joel. I learned a lot. So we would play the characters, and then we've done things at the Lafayette Hotel, dinner theater. I played a character by the name of Louise Bethune, who was an architect,
one of the first female architects. Absolutely.
Yep, who designed the Lafayette Hotel. Mm-hmm. So we've done that show, and then it just sort of, he had this harebrained idea to buy this double-decker bus, and it showed up one day in Buffalo, and he approached us and said, would you consider doing the murder mysteries on the bus? And we said, sure. So we've been doing those now for 2 summers. And it's our second summer. I'll let you talk about some of the other stuff we do.
Cool.
But there are generally historical characters from Buffalo, themes that involve the canal side. This year we have a Western and a canal side theme murder mystery. So it was just a great partnership with a great storyteller and then
now,
the actors.
Who is writing and researching all of this?
I do all of that. So, for example, we take some liberties. The thing that we put on, the show that we put on at the Hotel Lafayette, it's called Who Killed Rocco Palladino? some real folks, and then as now in modern times, the that's the guy that gets knocked off, and he's a bit of a brusque, arrogant type of developer fella, and so now
totally fictional
but he comes on with this, you know how they put that disclaimer. In the books, and
our Rocco Palladino though looks a little bit more like our president. He's got this crazy hair and a little bit of an orange. It's kind of a mix of everything, and he's a guy that you like to hate, and he gets knocked off. But the characters that are in that, again, it focuses on the opening of the Hotel Lafayette in 1904. Louise Bethune, the character, and how she designed it, and some of the clues you have to pay attention to the dialogue. But there's an up and coming First Ward politician named Gimme Jiffin. And he's a little bit of a button down, not too polished type of character. And there's a character that represents sort of like the moneyed interest and has the name Knox within his hyphenated name and so forth. But they actually play a role of actually bringing in history to it. So, for example, the Gimme Jiffin guy, he's a waterfront fella, and the Knox character, he's a blue blood, Protestant type, and they talk about immigration. They talk about real things that went on and the little bit of the divisions between those two classes of people. And it's one of the big jokes in that thing is when he goes, someday we're going to have we'll have an Irish mayor someday.
And the Knox character says, someday we'll have a fantastic art gallery.
Yeah, yes.
A world-famous art gallery.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, we weave things together. The grain mystery, was in an abandoned grain silo, the GLF grain silo, right? In fact, 1899, there was a huge grain strike that Roman Catholic Church became involved, and Fingy Connors, if you remember that name, Fingy Connors was an Irish guy who exploited the Irish, mm-hmm. and he was the saloon boss. This guy had over 3,000 employees from Lake Erie all along from Cleveland to Buffalo, and nothing got shipped if it wasn't through him. And it was about that grain strike.
Didn't he later have a connection with the Courier Express?
Oh, he bought two newspapers and condensed them. Mm-hmm. When he wasn't getting good press.
Connors. Wasn't that?
Figgy Connors.
Connors.
I mean, I don't remember the first name, but mm-hmm. now I'm thinking when you said that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. He's a big political guy. Rough and tumble, though. He was an orphan when he was 8, but he was a millionaire by the time he was 30.
And these are sort of taking liberties with true stories or making history accessible, Buffalo history, to people. right? Yeah. Is that that's the idea? I'm guessing.
Yeah. So our one of our
making
our,
it come to life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our most popular murder mystery that we do aboard the double decker bus is Death at Doug's Dive. You might have heard of Doug's Dive. It was a realistic place. It was operated by an escaped African American. His name was William Douglas. We've taken some of that culture and we've changed things around a little bit. But there's, for example, there is the Goody Two Shoes. She runs the she runs the mission, the Harbor Mission, which is real in the slums of Buffalo. We have Pugnose Cora, who is a lady of the evening. Who ran a notorious operation?
I think we're looking at her.
Yeah, I don't. I don't play Sister Florence.
Can you give us a little?
Well, sure. She was one of two working madams in Buffalo at the time, and had a slew, a bevy, shall I say, of women working underneath her. And it really wasn't uncommon at that time for many of them to be married. It was a way of earning income and bringing money in. And with the canals where it was and the shipping industry and all the boats coming in with men, so to speak, they really had quite a working business down in that area.
And when you're playing this part, are you using a different voice accent than what you're talking to me here now?
Well, I may not be as sweet and polite as I am right now.
Okay.
But, yeah, some characters do have. Our Friday night is a Western, and I play a female sheriff, Sandy Justice. And so I'm a little bit different than I would be on Saturday when I play the madam.
Can we hear Sandy Justice a word or so from
her? Yeah, because I'm married to this fella here, Bob Justice, and he's nothing but a good-for-nothing, lazy slacker, this husband of mine, framing me for murder.
I started drinking a little bit when she left me.
If you just tuned in and you are saying, what is going on today on On Target? We are having fun today with Patricia Maxwell and Joel Dombrowski talking about the Buffalo double-decker bus tours as well as the ensemble of characters in the murder mystery that's involved with in other places as well. And not just the double-decker buses, right? So, yeah, that gives me a chance to ask you. So there are other venues and activities beside the buses.
Yeah, for example, think about this. We do a murder mystery aboard a train. 300 people, and it routinely sells out for the past 3 years, 4 years, something like that, yeah.
You and I know people that have done that, been on that train.
There have been many people who recognize me, unfortunately, when they get on the train. It's very, very popular. And it includes a trip to the train museum in Medina. And they land, end up at a winery and have dinner there.
And the themes on that are, again, they're crazy. This year we're going to have a football theme, the Buffalo Dills, who go from being very poor in the standings to rocketing to the top, and they have a very charismatic coach, and you have to figure out how he died, you know, who did it.
Somebody murdered the coach?
Yeah, that's right, Coach Cleats. Yeah.
Were they doing poorly? Was the team doing poorly?
No, it was doing poorly, and then it rocketed from zero to hero. And there's a show announcer, so he talks like this, and we could solve this murder. And there's a guy that's a referee, and he almost doesn't talk except he uses the gesticulations of a referee. And so he's throwing flags at people and so forth. There's a cheerleader, person who is is physically incapable of not being happy, even when she's talking about death.
Am I looking at her?
You just might be. Yes, go team.
How are there besides? Well, Patricia Maxwell, who's Trish, who's in the studio with us. Are there other actors trained and that we might recognize from the community?
You might. There are several that I've pooled together and work off and on weekends, or some just exclusively may do the train ride. Some just do the bus. We have other dinner theater murder mysteries that we do also.
Okay, I didn't mean to interrupt while you were telling about the train. So I wanted to know what the other activities were.
Oh, well, it is Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. So sometimes it will have functions where it's more of a senior audience, and we're at the Hamlin House, over there.
Franklin Street.
Yeah, very, very, very older, pretty interesting. But we, like I said, previous years, we did a walking one just in Canalside, in the tent at Canalside. So there's the warm, they call it the warming tent, where if you were ice skating and you would come in and where there's warm, we would do it there. And that was, I got to remember this one, Who Killed Norwood Scott?
Right.
And so you have to figure out, there's different characters that come together and from Buffalo's, again, recognizable characters and so forth. An ongoing gag in almost every one of our murder mysteries is the victim, because we're kind of like, we're not like, Studio Arena or anything like that. We don't have a big budget. So whoever the murder victim is always an inflatable love doll. Mm-hmm. So
it's always the same person plays that role.
That makes me feel better that we're not actually killing somebody off anyway.
No.
Yeah, that's always the, there's all just clues and so forth. But like, we're fortunate. I don't come from an acting background. I just am more of an improvisational and a stand-up comedy guy from many, many years ago.
There's a difference. I mean, for our audience, there's a difference, right?
Oh.
Between, well, you could explain. Pat. Trish knows.
I would say yes and no, because for Joel to protest that he doesn't have an acting background, trust me, he does. He fits very well with our cast of characters. But all of what we do is improv. There really isn't a script.
I was just going to ask you that. How are you learning all these different scripts?
They're not scripts. We have character descriptions from Joel of each of our characters, how they interact with one another, what their alibis are, where they may have been or weren't. And you really just, you're in character from the minute you hit the scene till the minute we get off the bus and the parties solve the murder. And it's really the interaction of the characters with each other and the interaction of the characters with our audience, because the people on the bus will start asking questions. They get a little information sheet. So they'll ask you, where were you? What was this? Why was this? Why didn't you do this? And what do you know? And sometimes we lie through our teeth. There are days I make everything up. I have rewritten Buffalo history some nights just by making things up. And, it's up to the audience, our passengers on the bus or the train, to figure it out.
Do you know the answer? I mean,
going into
you
it,
guys?
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah. I mean, the actors know.
Yes.
who done it?
We do.
Okay, I just want to tell my listeners again that you're listening to On Target with your host Penny Wolfgang, and we're talking to Patricia Maxwell and Joel Dombrowski, who are involved with. I want to call it Buffalo Double Decker Bus Tours, but. When I looked it up and when we started to talk about it to begin with, it has like another name too, Buffalo History Tours.
Yeah, that's to fool the IRS.
Oh, would you? Don't tell anybody.
I know. Just, that's right.
I hope only a million people are listening.
Yes.
No, but you know why I say that is because, which I was going to ask you anyway soon enough, how are people going to find you and how do they make arrangements to take these tours?
Well, the good news is we're the only double-decker bus in Buffalo. No one else is that...
so if you see
challenge.
It, chase it on the street
yeah.
well, and
no,
say
just,
stop, stop.
Just Google and say Buffalo double decker bus, and you will definitely find it. You'll find us because our website is buffalodoubledeckerbus.com. It's pretty straightforward. But yeah, so we do a couple of things. And just to back up a little bit, mm-hmm. The focus has been mm-hmm. here on the murder mysteries and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But our bread and butter aboard that double decker bus is tours. So I do a two-hour tour. That is a character. One of the characters actually that goes into the 1860s murder mystery. He's an Irish guy, and his name is Officer O'Connor. And he's been patrolling the waterfront in Buffalo since 1860, And so he knows a lot about it. And he tells you behind-the-scenes stories and so forth about Buffalo. But then Louise Bethune, our friend who was an architect, who obviously did the Hotel Lafayette as well as roughly 100 other buildings here in Buffalo, she's the tour guide for the 90-minute tour aboard the double-decker bus. The thing is, Buffalo, in my estimation, Buffalo is a stage. And there's great people, other people out there that do walking tours, and they're very precise and they're very academic, and God bless them. They're the opera that's on the stage. I'm the vaudeville. So I've got good facts, I've got good research, but I'm not opposed to talking to pedestrians, just who happen to be in Niagara Square. Last weekend we saw Mayor Brown filming political ads twice, and so hey, you know, how you doing? We kind of interrupted his soundstage for a bit there, but we do all these, you know, all of this. You know, there's running gags. I'll ask people in the street. We'll be like, you know, on Court Street, and I'll say, "Do you know?" I'll be leaning out of a double decker bus saying, "Do you know where City Hall is?" And,
right.
And people are caught off guard. They go, "Oh, yeah,
it's right there,
right over there." Yeah. So the for 1 year, and I imported this about a year and a month ago, and we've been doing the sightseeing tours in addition to the murder mysteries, and they are equally as popular. But the murder mysteries really sell out. We've got 65 seats, and sometimes we people beg us, we'll stand. We'll stand. This is the limit. So we do sightseeing tours and murder mysteries. And from time to time, some community organizations like the Buffalo Police Department said, "Hey, we got a lot of folks that never get out of their neighborhood. You know, for example, over the Williams Emsley YMCA. Do you think you could, you know, help us out and get these kids out?" Yeah. Why not? We do that, and then for like Leadership Buffalo, we donate and so forth, and or even the, you know, the folks that whoever, you know, visit Buffalo Niagara when they have dignitaries coming in and they want to show off the city. I say, "Hey, come on, you know, if my bus is running, you know, we'll show it off for them." So the bus does sightseeing tours and then murder. By the way, the only place in the world that you can have a murder mystery aboard a double decker bus is in Buffalo. And that's crazy because, you know, we really don't have them here. But I have people come from England. I went to school in England. That's where I first fell in love with them. I went to school in England primarily because all the women in this continent rejected me. So I said, "Hey, I speak the language." Yeah. And then I realized women are just as smart in England. So I got the bug.
Hey, do you believe any of that, Trish?
No, I don't believe anything he ever says.
Shocking. So, yeah, we got this bus going and so forth. And we're definitely looking to expand and do some other things. You know, like I said, we're only in this for the second season, and we got to figure it out. You know, there's expensive things like insurance and so forth, and Department of Transportation and so forth that have a good and important regulations. And so these are things you must consider before you get a second or third or fourth bus.
But as far as the tours of Buffalo go, that's really important because there's so much, we're hoping, tourism and such a renaissance and so much going on, not just Canal Side, but the history of Buffalo itself. And people are coming from all over. And this is a great opportunity for them to learn it and be entertained at the same time.
Well, yes, you can tell the two main tours that we do are led by characters. And characters, you can say a lot of interesting things when you are a persona, when you are a character. I'm fond of saying, as a stranger, who would you ever hand your child off to? And it's either, you know, a judge or... or some guy in a costume, because you'll do it at Disneyland. Mickey will hold your kid.
Or 42nd Street. Do you think they hand their kids over to the people dressed up as Mickey Mouse or the Naked Cowboy or whatever?
So, but yeah, we have people. I'll be one of the most gratifying things. Two gratifying things. Locals come to me and say, "I've lived here for 65 years and I didn't know that." That's nice. But then I have people come from literally around the world and tell me that this is, number one, they never knew Buffalo was so great. But number two, that they've been on numerous tours and that they find this one of the most engaging, interesting tours that they've ever had. And it all comes down to experience. You know, again, it has to be an engaging, interesting experience. Trish and I talk a lot about why would you leave your house? TV is so good. Well, the one thing that we can do with our murder mysteries and our tours is that we can interact. I'm going to ask you your name. Where are you from? What part of the country? What part of the globe? And then maybe have something witty to say about it and bring you into the tour. I love
make it interactive.
Yes,
which television is or video or whatever, the electronic is not. You're not supposed to talk.
Absolutely.
I do, but you're not supposed to talk to the TV.
Many people yell at it.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
No, and these two, we with the murder mysteries, when, you know, I'm in character, but I bring all those people into my character, too. And on Saturdays when I play the madam, one of the things I love to do when we first get there and start talking to people, I'll walk up to men all the time with their wives there and say, oh, I found your wallet. It was under the nightstand this morning. Don't worry. I didn't take any money. I'll give it back to you later. So, you know, we engage with them, and they really, I think it makes it that much more enjoyable for them.
We had a guy propose to his girlfriend on Saturday.
I wasn't there Saturday night.
And I was needling him and the girlfriend from the get go because they weren't holding hands. It seemed she was a little bit standoffish, and he was very. You could tell that he was just super amorous for her, and so I was you know just gently teasing and goofing, and at the end he whips out the ring, goes down on one knee, and boom. Right there, it was amazing. He, you know, sometimes people tell me about these things in advance. I'm used to breaking up marriages, not starting.
You have to put that in your the credentials. You know, when you're saying it, and you could use this as a place to propose. You know, instead of Rich Stadium or whatever they do.
Yes.
An event to remember.
Yeah.
Now, I asked you before if this is all year round. I mean, because I think when I first wanted to talk to you, I was thinking, well, I better do it during the summer because how many people are going to – people don't want to go out. They're not going to go on tours. They're not going to go on bus. They're not going to go to Canalside. But now, of course, Canalside is all year round, for example, and hopefully. And tourists are coming all year round, we hope.
Right. So yes, we do go year round. The bus, though, it's from 1985. It needs to go away November 1st. So we do May to October. By the way, we have these wonderful paranormal tours. If we have time to chat about them, very
sure.
Interesting. But getting back to what we do year round, then when the bus goes away, we do sit down dinners. So, for example, if we can talk about this, give a shameless plug.
Sure.
Every Friday in November and two Sundays in November, you'll come to Death at the Distillery. If you're familiar with the Barrel Factory, which is in the old First Ward, 1903 was a barrel factory, okay? And then this beautiful, wonderful family, the Bystron family, they have just put their heart and soul into it, is the largest distillery in Buffalo. It's also a winery, Leonard Oaks Winery. There's also a brewery there. Think about this. A gentleman from California left California to come to Buffalo to start a brewery. Think about that.
I am thinking about that.
And so then we do.
What did he say?
Right. Yeah. So the murder mystery, and I'll let.
So there is something happening. What we're saying all year round.
Yeah,
I mean, it may not be the bus tour, but like you said, there might be something in a distillery. It might be a sit down dinner. It might be, you know. Mm-hmm. So sometime people, if they wanted to hear the mystery. Or meet these fascinating characters, or learn the history of Buffalo in this really entertaining way. They can find you.
That's right.
Okay, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. We wish you the best of luck. Thank you, Patricia Maxwell, and thank you, Joel Dombrowski, for telling us all about the Buffalo tours, the double-decker buses, the history of Buffalo. We really appreciate it. And it was entertaining as well. Hey, everybody, see you again next week. Join me for On Target. Have a good week, and goodbye.
You've been listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York and our community. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Penny Wolfgang at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.